Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. It is Wednesday, October 16th. 4:12 is the time. We are broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Marion. Yes, it is cloudy. Yes, it is cold, but it's downtown Marion, so it's still beautiful, right? Hey, it's Nate Redmond here with you in Air Chair One, and I am back from beautiful Myrtle Beach, where my wife and I had a nice week's vacation. It was just a lovely time, and we did lots of different things. They have wonderful little miniature golf courses down there. And we took in, I don't know, 4 or 5 miniature golf courses while we were down there. And they're challenging little things. I won, I think, 2 games, and my wife won 3 games. So she beat me overall. That's okay. It was still fun. We got to the point where we grabbed some extra balls at the beginning of the course because we kept losing our balls in the water. And so that was frustrating because then we had to try to share a ball. And then if we lost that one, then we'd have to give up the course. So we just got to the point where we grabbed some extra balls and then we were okay. But we enjoyed the miniature golf and, of course, enjoyed the ocean. We had an oceanfront hotel with a little balcony that overlooked the ocean. So we spent lots of time out there. My wife, Amber, enjoyed going out and reading out by the ocean. And I just enjoyed hanging out. And it was just a lot of fun. A nice, relaxing time. Ate at a lot of good restaurants. They had a really nice little restaurant I enjoyed, Nathan's Hot Dogs. And, of course, you can buy Nathan's Hot Dogs at Kroger's, which we have before. But they had a nice Nathan's Hot Dogs restaurant. And they had a coleslaw hot dog. And boy, oh boy, was it absolutely delicious. So I got that and a Coney dog. Yes, I'm a big boy, so I had to have 2 hot dogs. It equals 1 foot long, right? Yeah. Got that and some onion rings, and the wife got some chicken tenders, and we just enjoy the Nathan's hot dogs. Be nice to, if they had a restaurant here in Marion. I think a lot of you folks would definitely enjoy that. So get back here to the studio and walk in, and it is nice and decorated for Halloween. We got Frankenstein on the wall. What? We got, is that Elvira over there? We got skeletons. We got lights. The lights were on when I walked into the studio looking so pretty. Scott and Terry, I think, did the decorating. I'm not sure. They did a great job decorating the studio, so we are decked out for Halloween. And we are just ready to go. So, hey, it's good to be back here in Air Chair One. And we are ready to go with some trivia today. And today we're giving away a $5 gift card to Little Caesars Pizza. So you can go out there to Little Caesars and get you a pepperoni or a cheese pizza or whatever you want. Apply the $5 gift card to a larger or a different style pizza if you want. But that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you have to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. And if you call and answer a trivia question, you'll also be put in our monthly drawing. At the end of the month, we'll draw for a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So that's what we've got going on for you. First of all, I want to thank Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We do appreciate Mark and the bunch down there for underwriting the program. All right, let's get to some trivia and see if we can get these phone lines lit up. All right, our phone number is 740-383-9944. That's the phone number you'll need to answer these trivia questions. Which movie was the biggest blockbuster of the 1990s? Which movie was the biggest blockbuster of the 1990s? What would you wear if you wanted to look cool or in style in the 1990s? What would you wear if you wanted to look cool or in style in the 1990s? 740-383-9944. What animal was the spokesperson for the fast food chain Taco Bell? What animal was the spokesperson for the fast food chain Taco Bell? What farmer-friendly clothing was popular with both men and women in the 1990s? And you know what? I think this farmer-friendly clothing is still popular, I think, today. Farmer-friendly clothing. What is it? In the 1990s, many people started to wear rollerblades instead of footwear. In the 1990s, many people started to wear rollerblades instead of what footwear? Yes, rollerblades, the single ones. What did that replace? Can you tell me? Got a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob, how are you?
Right, on that farmer-friendly clothing. Would that be coveralls?
Yeah, coveralls, that's it.
All right.
That's what I'm looking for. How you doing today, Bob?
All right, I just came back from the doc. They're finally getting around to trying to get me a new brace. To do something with my neck.
Oh, okay, all
so
right.
I'm walking around looking at the ground all the time.
Okay, so, he's going to straighten you out, huh?
They're going to try to.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation.
Well, thanks. Yeah, but it was a good time.
Yeah. All right, Nate.
All right.
Somebody else get on.
We got you in the drawing, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Okay, what else do I want to give you? What traditional crafts would you bring home as souvenirs from the Alps? What traditional crafts would you bring home as souvenirs from the Alps? Which celebration involves bagpipe music, jigs, and the color green? Which celebration involves bagpipe music, jigs, the dancing, and the color green? Can you tell me what holiday that is? 740-383-9944 is the phone number. We'll put you in our drawing for a $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. And we'll also put you in our monthly drawing for a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. Just give us a call, answer a trivia question, and you'll be automatically signed up for all that. Okay, let's go to some offbeat news and find out what's going on in the world of offbeat, shall we? An Idaho man with more than 100 Guinness World Records to his name captured his latest title by finishing a half marathon in 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 41.8 seconds, all while skipping. David Rush, whose previous records include the world's longest tortilla throw, said he skipped a total of 141 miles while training for the record throughout 2019. His official attempt originally was planned for the famous Idaho Potato Half Marathon in May, but a fall from an electric rideshare scooter 2 days before the race left him unable to compete. Rush, whose Guinness records are aimed at promoting STEM education, instead took his skipping skills to Sunday's City of Trees Half Marathon in Boise. The record breaker completed his 13.1-mile skipping session with a time of 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 41.8 seconds, beating the previous record of 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 1 second. Well, I think I can skip a little bit, maybe a few feet, but I definitely can't skip that far. Can you? Ah, boy, Guinness record of skipping. Pretty cool. An Australian 8-year-old may have set a new record when he reeled in a 692-pound tiger shark off the country's coast. Jaden Malero was fishing with his father, Jonathan, and other members of the Port Hacking Game Fishing Club off the coast of Browns Mountain when the boy hooked the shark with his 33-pound line. The larger man held on to Jaden's harness as he struggled with a big shark on his line. The shark was officially weighed at 692 pounds, unofficially beating the International Game Fish Association's small fry category record of 687 pounds set when Ian Hissey reeled in a big tiger shark in April 1997. Wow, it's been a while since that record has been broken. Malero is applying to have his catch recognized as the new record. I went deep sea fishing one time, and while we were out there, we saw a 6-foot shark come up and nibble on the bait. Boy, that was something. See a shark in the wild like that, and it opened its mouth and those razor-sharp teeth, and we just were praying that the ship didn't capsize. We didn't end up in the water with it. But that was something else, seeing a shark in the wild like that. Those things are something else. Also, a young alligator spotted swimming loose in a Maryland pond was captured in a trap by local authorities and will be kept warm for the winter at a local zoo. The Carroll Manor Fire Company said state officials were contacted about the alligator spotted swimming last week in a private pond south of Adamstown, and the ABC All Wildlife Removal Service set traps for the reptile in the area. The wildlife trappers said a trap baited with a dead groundhog was successful in capturing the alligator Saturday. They said the alligator's life would likely have been endangered by dropping temperatures if it had remained in the pond much longer. But it is safe and sound. Got it rescued in time. Yes, got to save that alligator. Alligators are kind of fun to watch, too. We went to the middle of Florida. That's famous for the glass-bottom boats. I can't think of what it's called right now. If anybody knows the name of the place in the middle of Florida that's famous for the glass-bottom boats, give me a call, 740-383-9944. But you could see some alligators in the wild along there while you took your glass-bottom boat ride. So that was pretty neat to watch as well. And it was pretty neat to peer out the bottom of those boats, too, and see all the pretty fish. Yeah, that was neat. Well, it is October 16th, time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1701, the collegiate school was founded in Killingsworth, Connecticut. Got a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, well, somebody's calling in. Hey, you're looking for St. Patty's Day on that bagpipes or whatever.
Yeah, looking for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I'm just somebody calling in. I thought I'd answer for you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. That takes care of that one.
Yeah, that takes care of my call for today.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right.
Take it easy. All righty. Okay, in the year 1793, the French Revolution, Queen Mary Antoinette was beheaded after being convicted of treason. 1829, in Boston, Massachusetts, the first modern hotel in America opened. The Tremont Hotel had 170 rooms that rented for $2 a day and included 4 meals. 1859, abolitionist John Brown led a raid on Harper's Ferry, Virginia, now located in West Virginia. 1869, a hotel in Boston became the first in the U.S. to install indoor plumbing. 1916, Margaret Sanger opened the first birth control clinic in New York City, New York. 1923, on this date, Walt Disney contracted with M.J. Winkler to distribute the Alice comedies. This event is recognized as the start of the Disney Company. 1928, Marvin Pimpkin received a patent for the frosted electric light bulb. 1939, Right to Happiness debuted on the NBC Blue Network. In 1939 also, The Man Who Came to Dinner opened on Broadway. And that's what happened on this date, October the 16th. Now you're up to date with your history, and that's what happened on this day in history. All right, after the break here, we're going to go over some more trivia questions, see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944 on this cold, cloudy day in October. It is certainly a fall type of day, isn't it? Oh, by the way, I thought of that place with the glass-bottom boats in Florida. I believe it's called Silver Springs. Silver Springs, and I think it's still in business. I do believe. All right, send me an email anytime. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That is my email address, all right? Shoot me anything you would like to shoot me, okay? Just don't actually shoot me, all right? RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. If it's a recipe, if it's something funny, if it's something serious, whatever it happens to be, I would like to hear from you. So go ahead and send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com. Yeah, you can even send me some trivia questions. That would be pretty neat as well. We'll be back with more after these words right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, here's some more trivia questions. Let's see if we can get them answered. Our telephone number is 740-383-9944. We're giving away this afternoon at 4:55 a $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. And all you have to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing. You will also be put in the drawing for a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And we'll give that away later this month, but you'll be put in the drawing for that. Which movie was the biggest blockbuster of the 1990s? Which movie was the biggest blockbuster of the 1990s? What animal was the spokesperson for the fast food chain Taco Bell? What animal was the spokesperson for the fast food chain Taco Bell? I'll give you a hint. It was a type of dog. Can you tell me? In the 1990s, many people started to wear rollerblades instead of what footwear? Rollerblades kind of took the place of what? Can you tell me? 740-383-9944. What traditional crafts would you bring home as souvenirs from the Alps? What traditional crafts would you bring home as souvenirs from the Alps? In which country do drivers often see yellow and black kangaroo road signs? Yes, this country is known for the kangaroo. Can you tell me what country it is? Actor Will Smith's first role was in what famous TV comedy? Actor Will Smith's first role was in what famous TV comedy? Can you tell me that? What animal has been sent to outer space? What animal has been sent to outer space? And where do mother harp seals give birth? Where do mother harp seals give birth? 740-383-9944. We're looking for the answers to these trivia questions. A $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza's on the table. And so far, we have Bob in the drawing, so your chances to win are pretty good. So call and answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing. And you've got pretty good odds to win, okay? So give me a ring if you're out there listening. If you've never called before, don't be afraid. It's an easy call. I'm an easy person to talk to, for sure. I'm not scary at all. So give us a ring if you've never called before, or if you're a regular listener, give us a ring. Get signed up. Like I said, we just have one person in the drawing so far, so your chances to win are pretty good. It resembles a locomotive version of the old Zeppelin song, but the railroad tracks rising out of nowhere in the middle of Oberlin College campus are actually a tribute to the town's abolitionist roots. In 1977, the college celebrated the Community Ties Railroad, and otherwise through this rather odd-looking 17 by 18 foot metal iron sculpture. Although to the uninformed eye it may seem more college prank than serious art, the temporary exhibit by student Cameron Armstrong, which was so well received it became a permanent installation, honors the conductors and others in the small town who, prior to the Civil War, helped scores of slaves escape to freedom. Not only was Oberlin Stop 99 on the Underground Railroad, with Stop 100 being Canada and Freedom, but the town and the town united in the Oberlin-Wellington Rescue of 1858, in which citizens intervened in the apprehension of fugitive slave John Price, storming the hotel where Price was being held by federal marshals, and ensuring his safe passage to Canada. Members of the community also participated in abolitionist John Brown's historic October 16, 1859 raid on the federal arsenal in Harper's Ferry, Virginia, with the plan of using the weapons to arm slaves for a revolt. Within 36 hours of the attack, most of the 21 men had been killed or captured, and Brown himself was hanged on December 2nd of that year. Folks back then not being much for delaying trials or filing appeals. A group of citizens, the Friends of Oberlin Underground Railroad Center, is trying to pump steam into larger memorial in Oberlin Underground Railroad Center in the historic gas holder building south of town. The $1 per person membership fee will help get the exhibits and restoration on track with minimal or no derailment of the budget. So there you go. You can go to Oberlin College campus and see this particular memorial to the Underground Railroad. Okay, it is time to head down to our classroom down the long hallway. Make a right-hand turn. It's time for the Weird Word of the Week. First of all, let's take a phone call. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hey, it's me again, but you was wanting a story?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Back when I was a kid, at a home in time, when we had a neighbor over on the north end of town, it didn't matter who walked by his house, it threw rocks at you. A mailman, milkman, it didn't matter who. So at Halloween time, we waited until it got dark, and a bunch of us, we went and tipped up his outhouse, put two befores in it, and set the outhouse back on. And when he went to the outhouse, we tied a rope around it, locked the tidy bays inside, picked up the two befores and carried him out and put him in the middle of the street, and left him set there until the cops came and let him out. I think about that coming up Halloween time. I told Charlie here a while back when he was asking for something. So I tell you, fucking sell out there until the cops let him out.
Yeah.
But he never threw rocks at anybody anymore.
No, that cured him, huh?
Yeah, but it didn't matter who it was, the mailman or somebody there to deliver, they had to hurry up and drop his stuff inside his gate and run so they wouldn't get powders.
Oh, but man.
He wasn't nobody in front of his house.
Wow.
We had to walk across the street or go around so we wouldn't get powdered. So we did that, and that stopped him from throwing rocks.
There you go. All right. Good job.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Bob. Thanks. Yeah. Bye-bye. Good story there. Okay, it is time for the Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is a plumb. A plumb. A-P-L-O-M-B. A-P-L-O-M-B. A plumb. It's a noun. It's got two definitions. The first one is self-possession, poise, or assurance. Definition number two, the perpendicular or vertical position. The origin of a plumb was first recorded way back in the 1820s to 1830s and comes from the French. A plumb. That's our weird word of the week for this week. Straight ahead, we have Ladies Corner coming up for you. Right now, it's time to go back and see if we can get some trivia questions answered at 740-383-9944. 440 is the time. It is October the 16th already, heading towards Halloween time. And yes, indeed, we are decorated for Halloween here in the studio, as I mentioned earlier, and it looks good. Looks good. Hey, all right, trivia questions for you. What traditional crafts would you bring home as souvenirs from the Alps? What traditional crafts would you bring home as souvenirs from the Alps? 740-383-9944. In which country do drivers often see yellow and black kangaroo signs? Where kangaroos notorious for coming from? What country? Actor Will Smith's first role was in what famous TV comedy? Actor Will Smith's first role was in what famous TV comedy? Which movie was the biggest blockbuster of the 1990s? A huge one. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio for one. Which movie was the biggest blockbuster of the 1990s? What animal was the spokesperson for the fast food chain Taco Bell? It was a dog. What animal was the spokesperson for the fast food chain Taco Bell? A type of dog, I should say. And in the 1990s, many people started to wear rollerblades instead of what? Rollerblades replaced what? 740-383-9944. Anybody out there today? Give us a call. You'll have a chance to win a $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And so far, we just have one person in the drawing, so your chances to win are very good. So give me a buzz and get signed up. And by the way, when you call, you'll also be signed up for a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. What animal has been sent to outer space? Can you tell me what animal has been sent to outer space? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, the dog that was the taco, it was a chihuahua.
Yes, it was a chihuahua. That's what I'm looking for. All right, who's this? I'll get you signed up.
This is Pat Stetler.
Pat Stetler. All right, Pat. Good to hear from you today.
Well, there's people out here in the rain.
Out here in the cold rain, right?
Yep.
All righty. Well, we have you signed up for the drawing, and be listening at 4:55 and see if you're a winner, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night. Thanks for listening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Good to hear from Pat Stetler and Bob so far. And I don't think, Pat, I don't think I've heard from you before. I think this is the first time you've called Offbeat News and Trivia. So
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we had a phone call during the break, and I couldn't get to it because we were in the break. So if you called during the break, give me a call back here, and we'll get you on the air. 740-383-9944, okay? Just give me a buzz back here. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, how about Australia for your kangaroo signs?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, the kangaroo signs. Yes, indeed. How you doing today?
Oh, we're making it. A little cold, but we're making it.
Yeah, it is a little cold out there, isn't it? Is this Ed Atkins?
Yes, it is.
How you doing today, Ed?
Well, like I said, I'm a little cold. But, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Got back from Myrtle Beach, so I'm trying to adjust to the difference in the weather. When we left down there, it was 80 degrees, and when we got to Ohio, it was 40 degrees.
Well, don't you wish you'd have stayed another week?
Yeah, I should have booked another week. For sure.
Then you'd have came up here and there'd been snow on the ground, so.
Yeah, it would have been. Then I'd been even worse to get rid of, because then I'd have to get out my snow shovel. All right, buddy. Well, I have got you all signed up.
Okay, now sign me up again, and I'll tell you cuckoo clocks for the Alps.
Oh, yeah, right. That's one of the gifts you'd bring back. Yep, that's what I got down.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, talk at you later.
Okay, thanks for calling and listening. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty, 740-383-9944. In the drawing so far, we've got Ed Atkins, Pat Stettler, and Bob. Thank you so much for calling in, folks. And we will do that drawing coming up here. We got another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Rollerblades replaced roller skates.
Yes, that's right. They sure did. Are you a roller skater or a roller blader?
Used to be skater, not blader.
Yeah, I never could get used to those roller blades. I kept twisting my ankle. All right, who's this, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Brenda Jones.
All right, Brenda, good to hear from you today.
Thank you.
All right, hey, you have a good evening, okay?
You too.
All
bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, we're getting some answers to these trivia questions now. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to jump on board, here comes another one coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, the answer to your question about the animal that's been to outer space?
Yes.
Chimpanzee,
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, that's what okay. I'm looking for. All right, who's this? We'll get you signed up.
Linda Adkins.
Oh, Linda Adkins. All righty. Okay, write you down here, and I have got you in our stack, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Where do I stand on my trivia? I'm getting several answered here. Very good. Alrighty, we are in good standing now. 5 minutes until we do the drawing, so if you happen to know one, give me a call here. 4 minutes until the drawing, I should say. It is time for our Ladies' Corner, and I've got one recipe here that goes along with Halloween. Mummy Face Pizzas. Mummy Face Pizzas. And you can find this on Facebook by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, okay? That's all you need to do is just search Radio Nate right into Facebook, and the recipe will come up. Mummy Face Pizza is what we have today. Here's what you need. One plain bagel cut horizontally in half. 2 tablespoons of traditional pizza sauce. 2 sticks of Kraft mozzarella string cheese, and 4 slices of black olives. Here's how to make it. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Spread bagel halves with sauce. Pull cheese into thin strips. placed in random crisscross fashion on tops of bagels to resemble mummy bandages. Trim ends with kitchen shears. Add olives for the eyes. Place on baking sheet. Bake 10 minutes or until bagels are crisp and cheese is melted. And there you will have mummy face pizzas. Right there. All right, just in time for your Halloween parties. Again, you can find that recipe on Facebook. Just search Radio Nate in the Facebook and it'll pop up. Okay, Ladies Corner Part 2, Uses for Clothespins. Uses for Clothespins. Here we go. Clamp them on plastic bread or snack bags to keep them from getting stale. Number 2, they will hold sheet music in place in a stand, even in the wind. Number 3, keep one in the car to clamp on your keys when you switch lights on during the day so that you don't forget to turn them off. Number 4, clamp scarves, skirts, and other clothing onto a hanger. Number 5, plastic-coated metal spring pins can be attached to recipes, notes, phone messages, and hung on a prominent cup hook to keep these things in plain view. Number 6, clip together coupons when shopping. Clip a second pin to the cart or your shirt pocket to hold used coupons. Number 7, remove mildew from wooden clothespins by soaking them for about an hour in a bucket with water, a bit of laundry detergent, and a cup of bleach. Then rinse and let dry before using. And there's some uses for clothespins for you on our Ladies' Corner. Okay, we are less than 30 seconds away from doing our drawing for our $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. Boy, they got good crazy bread, too. You ever tried the crazy bread there? Dip that in some of their garlic butter or cheese sauce. My goodness, boy. So get you a pizza and some crazy bread. Well, the $5 gift card won't get you all that, but it'll at least get you one of those things. Okay, it's 4:55, and we have all of our listeners here. We've got Brenda Jones. We've got Ed Atkins, Pat Stetler, Bob, and Linda Atkins that have all called in today, and we do appreciate all the callers. Let's mix these all up real good. And we will find out who the winner is. Let's pull one out here. Get one in the middle here. And the winner today is Pat Stetler. Pat Stetler, congratulations, Pat. You win the $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. And that'll be right here at the station for you. And the hours for prize pickup are Wednesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Wednesday through Thursday, or excuse me, Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we are at the corner of Prospect and Center Street at the Ohio Health Building on the second floor. Just take the elevator to the second floor, and we are all the way at the end of the hall. When you get off the elevator, you'll see our sign at all the way at the end of the hall. So just come on down, and you can pick that up. Again, Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is our hours for prize pickup. And you can come down to the station and pick that up, and I hope you get good use out of that and enjoy your pizza or crazy bread or whatever it is you decide to get there at Little Caesar's Pizza. But thank you to everybody who called in and was listening today, and we appreciate it very much. Thanks, Bob, for calling and sharing that funny story. I do appreciate that very much. And I love it when the listeners out there get interactive at 740-383-9944. Appreciate it very, very much. Okay, we have just enough time to maybe share a couple of offbeat news stories. A Delaware couple Delaware State couple won 5 times the wife's weight in cash when they came out on top in the North American Wife Carrying Championship in Maine. Olivia and Jerome Rome, who dubbed themselves Team Lovebirds, finished the 278-yard obstacle course in 55.95 seconds Saturday at the Sunday River Resort in Newry. The course included 2 log hurdles and a pit of muddy water known as the Widowmaker. The Romes beat 44 other couples to the finish line, earning the top prize of 5 times Olivia's weight, which was 111 pounds in cash. So they won $555. They also qualified for the World Wife Carrying Championship next year in Finland. A Guinness World Record was broken in Colombia when a team of hundreds of cooks cooked up a batch of scrambled eggs that weighed 6,860 pounds. The National Federation of Poultry Farmers of Colombia teamed with the city of Socha to cook the approximately 62,000 eggs in a pan measuring nearly 40 feet long. The Ministry of Health of Socha oversaw the preparation of the giant breakfast dish to ensure it was fit for consumption. It was. People were on hand to taste all the eggs, and they really enjoyed the big old scrambled egg fest right there. Well, it is quitting time. We are here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. It is October the 16th, and we are done with another show. This will be posted on www.gh1071.com under the Archive Shows. You can listen to it again and again if you wish. Once again, thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks again to everybody who called. I appreciate it very, very much. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. It's been a delight, an honor, and a privilege to be with you today. Stay tuned throughout the evening. We have more of the best in talk right here on your talk station, WWGH 1071. Thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion.